Amen. Thousands of people around the world are watching us now. Can we tell them all around the world, Shalom, 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 Shalom. Wherever you are around the world this Sunday morning, the bride say, Shalom. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Something will soon happen. We are watching the setting. Something will happen globally that will begin to make sense to the bride. That our home going is sooner than people think. For the past 2,000 years, somehow, he's coming soon. He's coming soon. He's coming soon. And Peter says, and it looks as if they are taking his patience for granted. But one of these days, it will no longer be his coming, but it will be he has come. One time in the Bible, they prophesied that the virgin shall give birth. And every time, for over 700 years, the prophecy in Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6 lingered. And it will look as if Isaiah was a false prophet. Amen. But he was not a false prophet. A virgin shall conceive. A virgin shall conceive. But one day, a virgin has conceived. The language changed. God watches over his word to perform it. In the days of Noah, praise God. By calculation, he preached for 120 years with only one message. Hey, enter this ark. This is the only place of safety. The Lord said, praise God. Praise the Lord. The Lord said, this whole world, he will wipe it with water. Only the people that will enter, they laughed at him, they mocked him. Amen. Listen, church. The message that Noah received, God left a pointer for him. You know what the pointer is? There is a man by the name of Methuselah. Methuselah, that name was a prophetic name. Methuselah means, after I am gone, then judgment. That was the meaning. In those days, spiritual people, up till now, it should be like that. The name they give to their children always meant something. Not these days that they will give funny stone, Mr. Water, Mr. Stone, Mr. Grass. Amen. No. If you ask, what's the meaning? I just like the name. No. His name was Methuselah. Noah was watching Methuselah to see the day that he will die. Praise God. And do you know something? Methuselah lived very long. How many years did he live? He lived 9. In fact, the longest man that lived. You see how long God's patience lingers. You see how long his patience lingers. From birth, the man was a pointer to the time that the world will be destroyed. After he is gone, then judgment. So, who will Noah be watching to know when the judgment will come? Who? Methuselah. And the Bible says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. So if you want to know, The bride is not blind concerning the coming of the Lord. There's something we are watching. That's why certain things happening call our attention. There's going to be a bride revival. The denomination has had her own time. Now the bride, oh glory be to God. Glory be to God. And I don't know, I repeat, I don't know. But certain things make me believe that this ministry has something, a part to play in the last move. And that's why I am watching it very, very keenly. And when God decides to move, he does not seek counsel of any man. Not the pastor, nothing. And that is why we must not make any boast. All of us are watching what is happening. Praise God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. 2 years ago, just to remind you, that the Lord ministered to me that we should hang a flag. And he gave us a scripture. That we should hang a flag. And the scripture was Isaiah chapter 11 verse 12. What did he say? And he shall set up an ensign for the nations, and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel, and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. Well, we still didn't understand that. But you remember, hallelujah, we hung that flag. And this is how it happened that day. Those of you who were here, you remember.
In the presence of everybody here today, we will hoist our flag. The national flag and the flag of the bride assembly. For the whole nation to live. Of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just clap your hand for Jesus Christ. Begin to make a joyful noise as the flag is going up. That is for your freedom. That is for your jubilee. Begin to make a joyful noise as the flag is going up. That is for your jubilee, your freedom.
Hallelujah. Shortly after that, without premeditating it, a company came to us that we never knew before and began to tell us that what you have here, the whole world should hear it. And that was when they introduced to us the web TV. And we decided to hoist the mast that carried the broadcast antenna. That is it there. Amen. That was the day that that mast was hoisted. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And after that day, we began to broadcast to the whole world the end time message. Hallelujah. I remember, praise the Lord, that for the past 3 weeks or so, we've been talking about the symbol of our faith. And one of the symbols of our faith that we just spoke about is the flying eagle. And during the week, and specifically Friday, Just went somewhere in the cage and ShopRite, the shopping center there. And my wife saw something that called my attention. She pointed, she tapped me and said, "Look at that eagle." He said, "Is that not a symbol of your ministry? That is what you are seeing there." I looked and I saw an eagle perching on the globe, the earth. Very soon, this eagle anointing will flow around the whole world. And it has begun. I quickly went and got it and brought it here. This thing means so much to me. And those who are spiritual, William Branham was a typologist because he received messages from natural things happening around him. He believed that God does not only talk through a voice or a vision or a dream, that there are things that can happen around that you can still see God in it. And that God uses nature to also preach the gospel. I believe it. And that's why things happening around me, they always have a spiritual meaning to it. That eagle there, perching on the globe, the map of the whole earth, lets me know that the flying eagle, the anointing, the message, it is time now for the whole world to hear it. To fulfill Matthew 24, verse 14. What did the Lord Jesus Christ say before the end will come? Matthew 24 and verse 14. Hallelujah. What did he say? And this gospel, somebody shout this gospel. Say it again. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. If you are spiritual, you will understand what I'm saying. How many eagles are here this morning? What is the eagle food? What is the eagle food? The word. Hallelujah. Stand up, let's pick a text. Stand up with the eagle food. Let's eat. Let's eat. Let's eat. Commander. The master. Call it. Commander.
The feast of Jesus. Parable of the time. He will fed the multitude. From the water.
Very well and remain standing. Church, this is the time for the whole world to hear the present truth. For the first time since this message came, for the first time, there is a medium. I don't know of any other ministry. I don't know. They may be existing. But I know how curious I am. If there was any, I would have searched for it and I would have been connecting to them. They are all on the net. But for the first time, we are having thousands of people all over the world connecting to a program like this. 3 times in a week. Tuesday, Friday, Sunday. Live services. People around the world have left their churches and decide to just stay tuned to what we are saying here. There are people sitting down here, you don't know what is going on. You don't know what is going on. Me, myself, I don't know what is going on. But there is a sensing in the spirit that something is set to happen. Every day my prayer is, Lord, let me be part of what you want to do. Remain standing. Choir, sing me that song. Sing me that song.
Thank you.
fire of sweet forever. Just beyond the shining river. When the ring, the call is bells for you and me. Come to hear the bells are ringing. Come to hear the angels singing. In the glory, hallelujah.
Somebody who is playing with your Christian faith, listen very well.
In the fire of sweet forever. Just beyond the shining river. When the ring, the bells for you and me. Come to hear the bells are ringing.
Listen well.
Come to hear the angels singing. It's a glory, hallelujah, to be here. In the fire of sweet forever. Just beyond the shining river. When the ring, the golden bells for you and me.
Not to hear the bells ringing, not to hear the angels singing. It's a glory, hallelujah, to be lived in the far off forever, just beyond the shining river. When I ring the golden bells for you and me. Thank you very much. Proverbs chapter 30. I'll read just the first. Okay. I'll read only the first line of. Okay, let me just start it from verse 18. There be three things which are too wonderful for me, yea, four which I know not. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 19. The way of an eagle in the air. We shall stop at that. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. Let's sit down. Church, listen. This is important, and this is to encourage somebody here. Amen. It's a little exhortation, but I believe it will help somebody. When you say you are an ego in this age. How many of you say that? Can I see your hand? Amen. When you say you are an ego, the psalmist said that he says he mentioned four things that surprise him, that make him wonder on earth. And one of the things he mentioned is the way of an eagle in the air. And if you are an eagle, hallelujah, the eagle anointing there, we have established scripturally that it is the bride's anointing. Can I see the bride of Jesus Christ? The bride of Jesus Christ, the bride of Jesus. Any bride of Satan here? Some hands are not up. Bride of Jesus Christ, wave your hand, make I see. Anybody where you not see your hand up, na bride of Satan. Put down your hand. There is bride of Satan. My husband is coming to carry me away to everlasting fire. Everybody has a bride coming to take you somewhere. A groom. A husband coming to take you somewhere. The anointing that God has released for those that will go in the rapture in this age is the bride's anointing, and it is the eagle anointing. But church, listen. The Bible says, Romans 8:28, all things work, it says, for we know. I like to stress that statement. For we know. Who are the we? The revelated Christians. For we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. One, but my emphasis is the second statement. And to them who are the called according to his purpose. And remember, hallelujah, many are called, but few are chosen for the expected purpose for which we are having our hope on now, the bride for the rapture. They are called the bride. Many today are saying they are Christians, but he has his elect, his chosen ones. We are called for a purpose. Church, I have stressed this several times before. And the purpose of stressing this verse 28 of Romans chapter 8 is so that you can get a revelation such that you don't compare yourself with anybody, though they may be in the same church with you, carrying the same Bible with you, being in the same group with you. Catch that revelation. And that is why when I see a Christian that is jealous of another Christian, it is either you are truly not a Christian or you are not revelated enough. No Christian compares himself with another person. That's why this church does not compare itself with any other church. Hallelujah. There is nothing we have copied from any church here. Nothing. I say absolutely nothing. Praise God. Instead, even big churches around us, they copy from us. There's a big church near us here. They copy Friday Vigil from us. Very soon, you will see them with T-shirt written evangelism. Very soon. Wait and see. You will see it. Praise the Lord. They were here years before us, before Lagos State government came and scattered everything. We mounted signboard on the road there. They came and mounted a bigger one in front of us. Yes. Praise the Lord. They copy from us. But there is a limit to which they will copy. Let them copy to leave their pulpit for other people to preach there too. They can't go like that. Only the ego can do that. Let them allow the prophetic anointing to flow in that ministry. They can't. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Not copy nothing from anywhere. Nothing from anywhere. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Somebody, I was telling someone, I said, I don't have secret. I'm not getting secret. Praise God. There is nowhere in my house that somebody cannot enter. In fact, my bedroom has no key. My family, they are here. There is no locker in my room that has a key. The same thing in my office here. There is nowhere that is locked, even in my office here. Nothing is locked. I've been telling you, anywhere, you get key for something anywhere in my office. I don't know. My office, nothing. The key to my office with the security. So if there is anything there, when I close in, open there and search. Whether you see anything there. I was here last week. Somebody was blessing something. He said, only you will use it. Oh. I said, ah. Anything that you say, give me. Say, now only me go use them. I don't want. I say, all of us for this office, we go use them. Oh. Yes. He said, eh. I say, yes. I don't get secret. I don't get anything when only me they do. Praise God. Anointing oil, this is specially for you, Pastor. I say, the lie. Give me the general one, make a use. Praise the Lord. Because I know with the kind of thing that I preach here, I know the enemy is using binocular and everything to watch. to see what they can use against me. That's why I always pray to God. I say, Lord, this is one reason why you should not allow death to come anyhow in this church. People will say that we are using their blood for power. That is one prayer I pray every day. Lord, don't allow anybody to die funny the air, especially those who are workers in this church. So we men of God like this, whatever happens, people will attribute it to one thing or the other. Negatively because of the enemies we have. That's why I covet your prayer. All of you that love me, pray that the devil will have nothing to use against me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. None of you will die cockroach death. I say again, none of you will die cockroach death. Ritual killers will not come near any of you in the name of Jesus Christ. I told God that he did not ordain me to be doing funeral service. He came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Listen, church. When he says the way of an eagle in the air, he's trying to let you know the unusual life, the unusual life of a Christian. The unusual way that God deals with his bride. The way of an eagle. And I told you several times, we taught it for the past 2 weeks or more, the characteristic of an eagle and why it is a symbol of our faith. It's a special breed. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When you say you are an eagle, and everybody say, I am eagle, I am eagle, I am eagle. I want to repeat again. Let me see the eagles. Who is the eagle? Who believe you are part of this eagle? Thank you. All of you, Abi. All of you. Eagle. That's your neighbor. You be eagle. You be eagle. Listen, I want to say something. There was something William Branham brought out about the eagle. Where he said, don't stick the feathers. It's a popular statement quoting from William Branham. Don't stick the feathers. The feathers of an eagle, it grows natural. It is in the nature of that bird. Hallelujah. But a bird can decide to come and get an eagle and remove the feathers of an eagle and then use glue and aradite and stick it all over her body and then come and say, I am eagle. I am eagle. What I'm saying is there are fake eagles. There are fake eagles. After this exhortation, you will know whether you are true or false. Praise God. Fake eagles. Allow the feathers to grow naturally. There is one characteristic of the eagle. Is that from time to time, because he knows the importance of those wings. Because the storm that will, eagles, they ride on storms. When the storm is too heavy, tearing down places, scattering things around, the eagle's wings, they are built in a way. It will just be flying and that storm will just be carrying him like that. Carry him like that. Carry him like that. Carry him like that. Let any other bird try to go near that storm, it will scatter the wings to pieces. And so the wings mean so much to the eagle. So when the wings are getting too old, God has made that bird with a nature that it will go somewhere and undergo a certain process that will shake off all the old fetters so that new ones will come up. During that period, it hides itself somewhere. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. What will they do? They will mount up with wings like the eagle. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Remember that we are called according to God's purpose. And the purpose of God and his children on earth. He said, I and the children that the Father has given me, said, we are for what? We are for what? Signs and wonder. Church, listen, oh, because we have had so much a one-sided gospel that it is needful that you hear the other side. Get the full meaning of every statement. We are for signs and wonders. And signs and wonders there, it's not only the dead, raising the dead back to life. No. No. Praise the Lord. One of the signs and the wonder that God has on earth here is to raise up a man and allow all frustrations to come around that man, and yet that man will not deny him. It is a wonder. Is somebody understanding me? The way of an eagle in the air. We are for signs and wonders. Together with God, we will break irons. Together, we will destroy. Together, we are his battle axe also on earth here. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Depending on God's purpose in your life, remember that we are special people, and that is where the irony is. That is where the irony is. See, we are the eagle. We read it last time in Job chapter 39. See where the eagle is kept. Job chapter 39, verse 27. Are we there? Job 39, verse 27. Doth the eagle mount up at thy command and make her nest on high? Where does she make her nest? Very, very high place. She dwelleth and abided on the rock. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. And upon that rock I build my church. Hallelujah. He said, upon the crack of the rock and the strong place. Where does he do it? Praise the Lord. Very high, on top of a mountain. And the Bible tells us, blessed be the name of the Lord. In Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 7. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 20 also. Where are we seated in Christ? We are seated together in where? Heavenly places. In building his nest on high. High, so high. Hallelujah. No power. Amen. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. But no matter how high they are, we are seated higher than them. And I love the scripture that tells us that Jesus Christ is the head of principalities and powers. And the head is always on top. And we are seated with him in heavenly places, far above principalities and powers. That is where you are. Oh, catch this so that you never look down on yourself. Don't be afraid of witches and wizards. You are higher than they are spiritually. Higher. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So high that the babies, amen, will not come, nothing can come near those babies. And verse 29, Job 39. From there, that high place, she seeketh the prey, and her eyes, behold, are far off. See how special we are. What we see, the carnal person cannot see it. It's true. What we see, what you see concerning your life, the carnal person, I'm trying to let you know the peculiarity of the eagle, so that before you say I am eagle, see now, look at what I'm saying. You be eagle. Thank you. During the vigil, I was saying something. I said, Joseph's story is left there for a purpose. Joseph never gave up under any situation that he was in. Why? He said his eyes behold far. His eyes was looking at his future. He saw himself as a king according to the revelation he received. Therefore, he was looking far beyond his present estate. And that is what keeps him going. That's what kept him going. That's what keep you and I going. Have faith, but faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah. Something makes you have a hope. And yet, the evidence is not seen. But with your spiritual eye, you have seen further than your present situation. That is a characteristic of a Christian. That is why we don't grumble. It is a wonder that with all the frustrations around you every day, praise God, blessed be the name of the Lord. But it is a wonder that Job, instead of crying, what did he say? What did he say? He said, the Lord giveth. It's a revelation. It's a revelation. Before you can say that, all your business one day collapse. Some of us will say, I don't go to church again. I pay my tithe every day. Your testimony no reach one tenth of the testimony of the righteousness of Job. But he said, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh. Why? He knows that he holds the key to his life. Witches have no right. They have no final say over my life. God has the final say over my life. God is the one that gave me this blessing. So if it is taken away, it is the Lord that's taking it away. And he said, blessed be the name of the Lord. The Bible says he fell down his face and worshiped God. Now, for you to have that type of revelation, to produce that type of faith, there is a revelation behind it. Oh, the only child that Abraham had, God is saying, go and sacrifice that child to me for a burnt offering, that is kill and burn and with fire. And if I emphasize, thine only son, that son that I told you, I promised you after 25 years of promise, that child that you had given up hope, but I still gave you. Hallelujah. And Abraham took that son. Where are you going? Amen. I learned something from Abraham. Amen. When you are sure, church, when you are sure it is God that is talking to you, don't seek advice from anybody before you carry it out. I'm telling you, if Abraham had told Sarah, and he carried this boy, go kill, go tell me so. You go kill him before you kill that boy. After this boy, the only child I have, which God tell you, na lie, go for deliverance. Abraham, look, just put together a picture in your mind, what would have happened if she had known. Even the boy, he didn't tell the boy where you're going to. And God told him to go to a place so far, 3 days journey, that is to give him enough time to think, to allow all the thoughts to come. I hope now God are here through truth. I hope, can God give and take? Is this scriptural? Is this everything? And God was watching him. Now the question there is, what made Abraham to take that child to go for sacrifice? That was a revelation he got. He said, the God that from a dead body, a dead